Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you're listening around the world. A very warm welcome from London in the UK. Here is today's news about electric cars and the future of transport. My name is Martin Lee, and this is your EV News Daily for Saturday, the 24th of February, 2018. On the podcast today, you'll hear about Tesla's semi-truck paying off for DHL and how you could be paid to charge your electric car. But first of all, we'll talk about the brand new Mini, which is being built. Still being built in Oxfordshire in the UK. That story hasn't changed, but now Mini are looking to build BMW owners of Mini are looking to build the new electric Mini in China alongside the Oxford production as well. And as you may know, lots of the big Western manufacturers are having to do deals with Chinese-based makers because of the rules. If you want to do business in China, you have to form joint ventures to sell your cars there to avoid huge extra costs in the Chinese market. BMW and Great Wall Motor have yet to disclose the exact location of their new production line, but it looks like it will start making electric Minis in China. Looks like production will start in 2019, the same year next year, which is when you can get your hands on them. They look incredibly stylish. And if they go half as well as they look, it's going to be another great EV to have on the market. But what about charging your EV? Well, how familiar are you? Here's a question with the electricity markets, wherever you're listening around the world. Something that I only recently learned about here in the UK was plunge pricing. And particularly, we always knew that between 4 and 7, chances are where you're listening around the world, between 4 and 7 is peak time and when they have to turn on peaker plants and when some of the electricity gets a little more dirtier, if that makes sense. In other words, renewables, there's not enough of them, having to burn coal and a bit more gas. Well, now, an electricity company here in the UK wants to offer customers money to take excess electricity off the grid. It happens at times of negative pricing. That's a new one to me. I'd kind of heard about negative pricing before, but not in relation to having an electric car and being able to charge it, not just cheap rate, overnight cheap rate, but they'll pay you to charge your car overnight. When the wholesale price goes below 0 pence per kilowatt hour, this company called Octopus, they will pay you to take the unwanted energy from the grid. As renewable energy production grows, these events are going to become much more likely. It starts at 4 p.m. every day when the half-hour energy prices are set for the next 24 hours, and that's tied to the public wholesale costs, and so you can see every half an hour what your electricity will cost and when it will be in their interest to pay you in this plunge pricing to take the electricity from the grid. You'll get told via text or email or the online dashboard. Then once a month, you'll be told a full breakdown of the half-hour energy pricing and usage as well. In the last couple of weeks, even the morning of the 14th of January here in the UK, saw the system go into this negative pricing when you would have been paid to charge your electric car overnight just to get some renewable energy off the grid. Look, it's a nice problem to have. And talking about nice problems to have, how about owning an electric car that has a charger that's way too fast for how you can charge it? So that's the case with the brand new Nissan Leaf. I don't know off the top of my head what the onboard charger is for the Leaf. I thought it was 100 kilowatts, but then I've just seen a couple of comments online as I came in to record this today saying it's much lower than 100 kilowatts. Either way, there aren't any chargers here in the UK, at least, none that I know of, that are faster, apart from Tesla, than 50 kilowatts. However, with the new breed of EVs coming soon, we're going to need faster chargers to take advantage of those. And in the UK, Podpoint, who have quite a famous CEO, actually, Eric Fairbairn, who you may have seen on some of the Fully Charged videos as well. Great speaker, really inspirational when he talks about the future of transport and energy as well. They're a London-based company set up almost 10 years ago now, and he says that Podpoint are going to be the first in the UK to install 150 kilowatt rapid chargers in 2018. It's going to happen this year as well. So cars like the Jaguar I-Pace and the Audi e-tron and the VW ID, and I thought the new Nissan Leaf as well, will be able to take advantage of some much quicker rapid charging. And finally, today, when it comes to the Tesla semi-truck, we heard earlier this week that the Mercedes saying they don't believe the technology is difference between Stuttgart and California, and it simply can't be delivered for the technology that is on the market today. However, if Tesla really can deliver the semi-truck for $150,000, at starting price, by the way, next year, then it's going to save those companies that go with it a lot of money. Now, this is DHL in the Electric article that we read about today. Jim Munkmeyer, who is the president of transportation at DHL Supply Chain, so he knows what he's talking about when it comes to total cost of operation for leasing these vehicles. He says that the payback is a year and a half based on lower maintenance and energy usage. Payback in a year and a half. And that's why, if Tesla can get the semi-truck right, they'll win. Because buying your car is an entirely emotional decision. I mean, do you like the colour of the Tesla? Do you like the lining? Are you going to get upset over the Alcantara roof lining that it does or doesn't have? You see what I mean? I'm just saying about the emotions that come into it. And everyone's got an opinion of, well, I don't like what that left-hand scroll wheel does on the steering wheel. When it comes to commercial vehicles, well, there's none of that. It's, does it get the job done? What's the total cost? When do we get our money back? And that's the only equation that matters. And if Tesla can do that with the semi-truck, well, they are going to be on to a winner. Watch this space. Well, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed it. Please do share this with one person who might be interested. A reminder, all of our podcasts are on iTunes if you want to catch up with some previous news. As of earlier this week, they're on Google Play. And as of this morning, they're now on Spotify, which is great news because Spotify don't really open their podcasts up to everybody. They kind of curate it a little bit. So we are really chuffed that Spotify have added us on there. Just a couple of electric car podcasts on Spotify, along with Ryan's brilliant Ride the Lightning Tesla podcast. We're on there as well. So if you use Spotify, you can search for us in the podcasts. And if you would prefer to get the podcast through your Spotify app, then search EV News Daily. We're on Twitter at EV News Daily. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll catch you tomorrow for Sunday's updates.